What exactly is a second brain? The concept of the second brain has been frequently mentioned in recent years, but it is often misunderstood as some specific note-taking software or tool. In reality, the second brain is not any product. It is a methodology for organizing personal knowledge. It refers to an external, reliable, and searchable information system that holds the content your own brain cannot carry. The core assumption of the second brain is that the brain's strength lies not in storage but in thinking. Storage should be delegated to an external system, while the brain handles understanding, judgment, and creation. You do not need to remember every detail, only where they are and how to index them. In this way, your attention and working memory are freed to focus on problems that truly require thinking. A qualified second brain meets at least three conditions. First, credibility. The information stored in it will not be casually lost, and you can trust its integrity. Second, searchability. Whenever needed, you can find any content within a reasonable time. Third, organization. Information is not piled together but arranged according to rules, so it can be combined and reused. To understand the second brain, you must also distinguish it from ordinary notes. Ordinary notes record the present. The second brain serves the future. Ordinary notes answer what happened then. The second brain answers how will I use this later. When you start designing your recording method backwards from how it will be used in the future, you are truly building a second brain, not another bookmark collection. Why you need external memory? Human working memory capacity is very limited. Psychological research generally holds that a person can actively process and remember only about 7 units of information at the same time. This innate limit determines that once the amount of information exceeds the threshold, your thinking becomes sluggish and error-prone. External memory exists to lighten the brain's load, so it does not have to carry all information. Besides capacity, memory also distorts. Our memory of details gradually fades, alters, and is even reprocessed by our subconscious over time. You think you remembered the key points, but what you actually remember may be a distorted version. External memory, fixed in the form of text, images, and structure, can resist this distortion and serve as an anchor of fact. The volume of information modern people take in far exceeds that of any previous era. An industry report runs to thousands of characters, a course has dozens of lessons, a project has dozens of documents. Relying purely on the brain to remember and connect all of it is nearly impossible. The second brain separates remembering from thinking. The remembering is delegated to the system, and the thinking stays with you. This is the most reasonable division of cognitive resources. More importantly, external memory amplifies the results of thinking. A person's thinking is limited by the information available at the moment. With systematic external memory, you can call up records from years ago and content across fields when needed, letting your thinking build on a much larger information base. Your cognition does not start from zero but stands on top of your own accumulated past. This is the greatest value of the second brain. The four cornerstones of building a second brain. Building a second brain is not as simple as installing software. It requires four cornerstones: capture, organize, distill, and retrieve. These four steps form a complete closed loop, and none can be missing. If you capture but never organize, the system becomes a junkyard. If you organize but never distill, information cannot become understanding. If you distill but never retrieve, the results cannot be used. The first cornerstone is capture, promptly bringing valuable information into the system. Capture must be fast and light. Ideally, it is a single action. You see a good point and store it within seconds. The lower the threshold for capture, the less valuable information you miss. Many tools support one-click saving. The real work in this stage is cultivating the habit of timely storage. The second cornerstone is organization, giving information a place to go and rules to follow. Organization relies on a clear set of classification and naming rules, so every piece of information can find its place. Organization is not about neatness for its own sake, but about enabling rapid location later. A well-organized system is the foundation of retrieval efficiency. The third cornerstone is distillation, processing raw information into understanding that belongs to you. Quoting the original text is only the first step. What truly counts is the product of restating, summarizing, and connecting with existing knowledge in your own words. The process of distilling is itself learning, and the distilled product is the reusable knowledge asset that is truly yours. The fourth cornerstone is retrieval, being able to bring information back when needed. Retrieval is not just a search box, it also includes browsing paths, related recommendations, periodic review, and other means. A system that cannot be retrieved is useless no matter how much it stores. The four cornerstones interlock, forming the complete loop of the second brain from input to output. Professional analysis, the benefits and boundaries of external memory. How much benefit does external memory really deliver? Here is a quantitative estimate from a cognitive science perspective. A widely known psychological conclusion is that human working memory capacity tops out around 4 to 7 chunks. Beyond that range, processing ability drops noticeably. Suppose you need to hold 10 information points in mind simultaneously, omission is almost inevitable. According to estimates from relevant cognitive research samples, after externalizing information, a